Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
If people needed healing,
they were healed. If people needed a deliverance from a state of despondency, they were motivated and inspired, and their spirits were uplifted. That has really been weighing heavy on my spirit, that so many people have gotten, so many people that call themselves children of God, children of God Christians, that we have become selfish. We don't share who Christ is. We don't share our gifts and our talents. We don't share the compassion and love that he shows toward us. But you know, the love and the compassion that we have in our heart is something that should be shared with the world. You know, people need to know, those people who don't know what it is to know Christ for themselves, they need to be able to be introduced to someone or meet someone that has that love in them, and they can feel it. A person that's around you, they should be able to just feel. They don't even have to know that you're a Christian, but your life and your presence tell them that you're a Christian, or you are a spiritual being and you really truly serve the Father. I remember I had a client, you know, when I was in the real estate industry, and I had a client that owned a car dealership, and he was an Arabic guy. And one day he called me down to his car dealership, and I'm thinking that he wanted me to, you know, give him some advice on some real estate. But when I got there, his response to me was, I wanted you to come down because there was so much chaos going on, and every time you're here, your presence brings peace. And I have never heard anybody give me such a wonderful compliment spiritually. And that was just truly a blessing from somebody from a different culture, a different background, a different faith. But he told me that my very presence brought peace. And you know, it was just something that was so astonishing to me to hear someone speak of me in that way. But I knew that it wasn't me, but the God in me. And it was just such a blessing for me to hear that. But it inspired me and motivated me to even more make sure that I'm living a life in such a way where when people come in contact with me, they see the God in me. No matter what I'm doing or what I'm there for, whatever, if I'm going to a place of business, whatever I'm there for, even if I may be taking care of business, they still see something different in you. And it's just amazing when people recognize you. They may not know you by name. They may not know you personally, but they know you because they see the light in you. And that's just truly a blessing. And it's really something that we all should come back to. Come back to that place where we are just walking role models, walking examples, walking, displays of the love of God and the love of Christ. You know, we should be, we shouldn't even have to say or utter a word. This is the point I want to make, that we should not have to say. I hear so many people say that I'm a Christian. I never tell a person that I'm a Christian. Never. Because it should just be evident. And then you will come across some people who will know there's something different, that they just want to be who they are at that moment. And it is all right. You don't have to say, you know, I'm a Christian, so don't use swear words in front of me. Because those people are who they are. And even though they may, you know, you may feel like it's a disrespect to you, they are still being who they are. But again, if you continue, if they have an opportunity or the privilege to be around you in other situations at other times, there's going to be a dynamic that changes with regard to how they entreat you, you know, in future times. It's just, I give a prime example. I remember when I was a property manager, one of our residents, she could not stand me. She did not like me. She didn't want to talk to me. I had no idea if I did anything to this lady, unbeknownst to me. But in my heart, I knew I hadn't done anything. But it went on for a whole entire year because they had to come in and, you know, pay their rent. So she would always, and I would always be very nice to her, very, very cordial. You know, she came in, I said, good morning. If she came in the afternoon, I said, good afternoon. How was your day today? Just things of that nature. And I will be honest, there was a point where, you know, she would make me so angry because it's just like, you know, a person can be so nasty to you and you want to respond to the way they're attacking you. But the strength in me, and I know that was the fear of the Most High, because the strength in me, the fear of the Most High, caused me to keep my peace. Because there was something else that lady was dealing with. But a whole year went by, and I remember this distinctively. She came into my office, and my office was, you know, I was selling condominiums, you know, in the real estate industry. And she, one of the condominiums that we had was actually one of my office. She came into the condominium. I had my back to her. She came into the condominium, and before I could really say anything, she locked the door behind her. And I'm like, okay, what is getting ready to go down? I already know this lady does not like me. What is she getting ready to do? But when she turned around, you know, I asked her, is everything okay? You know, just calmly. But I'm thinking in the back of my head, if this lady makes a move, what am I going to do? And, you know, at that moment, the flesh was rising, and, you know, I'm like, I'm prepared. Like, if she jump across this desk, I'm going to have to respond, you know, accordingly. But, you know, I maintained my peace by the grace of the Father. But then she sat down in the chair, and she began to cry. And, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, okay, this is a different twist. This lady is crying out and crying in front of me, and I'm thinking, okay, all righty, okay, what's getting ready to come next? Because this is the most contact or emotion that she has shown to me other than being angry and upset at me. But then she said, I want to tell you I am so sorry. And I looked at it, the stunned look, it was like I got out of my own body and looked at myself and saw this stunned look. This lady sat down and said that she was sorry to me. And she began to explain why she couldn't stand me. And come to find out, it wasn't me that she didn't couldn't stand, was that she was taking her anger out on me because, you know, because of what she was dealing with her personal issues with the association company, not knowing that we are two different, we sell the condominiums, but the association is a different entity in itself. So she was angry at someone else, but she also pulled that anger on me as well. When she began to, you know, when she began to realize, when she, you know, as I recall her telling me, she found out that, you know, it was two separate things, and she said she never should have taken her anger out on me when she was upset with someone else or what she was doing with the association. But she had caught all of us together since we had the same common thing that we, you know, she bought the condo from us, but there, you know, there's an association that is totally different. They had a separate association set up with that. But also, you know, she began to explain to me she was dealing with some other issues, and that was, you know, she was a flight attendant, so she was laid off at the same time, so it was a lot going on. So she had so much heavy weight on her that she just, the only thing she knew how to do was to take it out on someone else. That was the only thing that she knew how to do. And, you know, at that moment that she explaining to me what was going on in her life, my compassion, you know, my heart just really, truly opened. And you can always, a person sometimes, you can get angry at a person for being belligerent and being nasty and torture and everything. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to say the truth, you know, sometimes you want to respond just like, you know, you want to respond in such a way that you want to say, hey, you know, you can't do this to me. But sometimes God would allow things to happen so that you can have an opportunity to minister to another. And, you know, as I began to talk to her, you know, I listened first. Let me back up for a moment. I listened first. That's so important, to be able to listen. Because people sometimes, you know, we can speak a whole lot. We can quote a lot of scriptures. And we can, you know, do all the twists and turns and the flips and the and all of those things and put on this flowery fluff with our words. And at the same time, you know, the person can't be fed by that if they don't understand it. So you got to understand how to minister to people where they are so they'll be able to receive. Because sometimes, you know, people don't, you know, if a person's never been in the presence of God, they may believe in God, but if they've never been, you know, acquainted with him spiritually and they don't know things about how, you know, the Spirit of God works and how God works with people, they won't understand. They will not be able to be fed something that they don't know anything about. Nobody wants to eat that baby. You know, if you try to feed somebody some cow tongue and they're, you know, looking at it like a cow tongue, you know, what, really? You know, they, a person wouldn't eat it if they don't know anything about cow tongue and if they don't like it. So that's the same with the Word of God. If people don't understand it and if they don't know how, you know, if you're putting on such a show with your words and your presentations of the Word of God, then these people don't know how to eat and have, you know, a feast off his word. They don't know how to do it. So you got to truly, really begin to listen to people. When people, you know, are dealing with things in their lives and personal issues, that's all they know is what they're going through. You listen to them so you can get them to a point where you understand how you should minister to them. It's an approach to everything. And anyway, the scripture says, his spirit will draw men unto him. We're just vessels being used. But, you know, we feel like we try to do it all for God, and he's not calling us to do that. His spirit in you should draw that person effortlessly. I broke it up just like that on purpose, effortlessly. I need you to understand that when we're ministering to people, we need to understand that, you know, there's a way to speak and engage with people and let the Spirit of God marinate. Because if you're truly a vessel of God and your spirit, you know, your spirit, you living properly according to God's will, people will feel that presence. They may not understand what it is, but all they know is because of your presence. Like I told you, you know, my client, he said because of my presence, he wanted me to come down here to his car dealership because my presence brought peace. And it's just like when you're ministering to people, they will want to listen. Because there's something about the way you dealt with them. You not only, you know, made them feel like that you cared, truly cared and truly shared some compassion with them. You know, gave them some compassion and was really, really concerned about what their circumstances were. People pay attention to that. And that's all we need to do is to pay attention to what a person is saying to you in order for them to open up to be ministered to. And it's just, but you know, again, getting back to the lady that I was dealing with, as I began to listen, and I completely let her talk, and as I recall, it's been a few years ago, but, you know, I think she was probably in my office over 2 hours. And, you know, thanks be to God that was a slow day, because it was just like nobody, you know, mind you, she had locked the door, but nobody knocked during that moment. But you see how the Father makes things happen. We think that, you know, things happen. And if I had responded to her in a different way other than being compassion, showing compassion toward her, responded to her in the flesh, we never would have gotten to that point where I would have been able to minister to her. So, you know, this is what I want to share to the people of the Most High, that we need to be in a spiritually in a place where we know we're being led of Him, we're being fed of Him exactly what to do, giving us instructions on how to minister to people. Because had I responded to her in a negative way, that would have just, you know, dismantled the opportunity to minister to her. And it's just, you know, when I think about that particular time, that could have been, it could have been a huge disaster because, you know, sometimes people, you know, they react and think later. You know, it could have been, you know, she could have wanted to fight me, or she could have, you know, said some, you know, belligerent words toward me, a lot of things, but all she was showing the emotions of anger. And as spiritually, as people of God, we need to understand that when people express those emotions, we don't have to respond to them in a way that they're giving it out to us. That's how you know when you're spiritually in a place, when you're able to accept, you know, what people are, you know, if a person is, you know, expressing anger toward you, but you're strong enough to look beyond the anger and see their need. That's when you know that you're spiritually in a mature place. Because I want, you know, be very honest with you. You know, I like to keep it real with people. You know, I haven't always been in that place where I knew exactly you responded in the way that I should have responded. And you have to know, be real with yourself with that. Because that's the only way that you could be used by God, is to be truthful in your ministering to people. And you know, this is something that I always want to talk about, because it saddens me when I see people go, say that, you know, they've been to church, they've gone to Bible class, they've gone to Young Women's Christian Council, or they've attended all these support groups and everything, but the things in their life has not changed. And you should not go to a place day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, and there not be a change for the better. It just not shouldn't be. You should not, if something is not, if you're looking for change and you don't change, after all you've done, you know, set under this the word that you say you're getting from wherever you're going, and your life has not transformed into a different level or a different dimension to elevate you spiritually, then something's wrong. You're not being spiritually fed. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's because of your leadership. It could be a number of things, because I don't like to place blame or point the fingers at, you know, who, because we're responsible for also living the life that He wants us to live. We're responsible as adults to spiritually seek the Most High faith for guidance and instruction and, you know, and revelation. So those are the things we're responsible for in our own lives. We cannot hold another person responsible if we don't change. Because your pastor or your leader does not live with you day after day, week after week, month after month. We're supposed to be going before God on our own. We're supposed to be going before Him on our own. Our pastors cannot do that for us. And, you know, and I think that it's just so important to, you know, really point that out. Point that out. So many of us depend on the leader to give us everything. You know, you eat by yourself. Don't get me wrong. I know what the scripture says according, you know, in regards to leadership. But there's also a responsibility that you have on your own. And, you, of course, when you're hungry, you're gonna go in your refrigerator, cook whatever you want, and eat it. So that's the same thing that we should do with the word of the Father. When we're hungry and thirsty and we need to be fed, we need to go to the word and allow the Spirit of God to feed us. That's what we should do. You know, we complicate living for the Lord. We complicate everything. But even the word says he's easy. Easy. The scripture uses the word is easy. His yoke is easy. I mean, you know, we complicate, you know, oh my goodness, you know, we say after, you know, year after year that, you know, this is what we quote scriptures, and we never come truly into the meaning of what those scriptures are all about, what they're truly saying. We never come fully into the revelation of what the word is really saying. But we've been hand-fed something that's already, you know, from somebody else that may or may not be really giving you a true revelation of what the word is saying. So we have a responsibility, good people. We have a responsibility to minister and to minister to our own selves at times. There are times where I could be in a place at home and just truly, you know, I'll get to myself and, you know, I'll meditate. And there are times where I just know that I need to meditate and then just dwell on the Father and His glory. There are moments that I get to myself where I need to, you know, rest my brain cells. I just, you know, keep it real, rest my brain cells, and I, you know, and I just get in that quiet place. Sometimes I don't speak. Sometimes I speak. Sometimes I pray. Sometimes I'm just, you know, silent and, you know, and have unspoken words. And you know, people think that you have to speak in order to make your prayer request. No, but no, you don't have to speak. You can just divinely just really, you know, focus and meditate on Him, because He sees and knows all. We don't have to say a word. We don't have to utter a word. That's not making your prayer and supplication. No. It's just going to Him and really coming from your heart. There are times that I speak from my heart. I may not utter a word, but I know that He sees my heart and knows exactly what's going on in there. So that when those times and those moments occur and whatever I'm requesting of the Father and those things come to pass, I know He heard me, and I still didn't utter a word. But I got in my quiet place. I got in my quiet place and gave Him that time and spent time with Him spiritually and let Him know that I'm open. My heart is truly open, and I want to allow You to come in and just, you know, work in me, work through me, you know, increase me, you know, all of those things. You have to be open and to let God in. You know, this is a free will. He will not put anything upon you. He wants us to come boldly ourselves. Be receptive of everything that He wants to give us, everything He wants to reveal to us. We say that we want abundance in our life, but do you know so many people, when they hear the word abundance, they automatically think about money. But abundance is, you know, being spiritually strong. Then you can be abundance is financially, you know, blessed. But my main thing, you can, and abundance is being healthy, being strong, you know, being, you know, all of those things. It's everything. It's not just one thing. If you learn truly what abundance is, you will understand. When abundance comes, it will be just like an overflow. There are times where I don't care what I'm going through. If things, I'm not financially where I want to be, but I thank Him where I am and thank Him for the things that I have coming through. But you know what? When I'm thanking Him, I see the abundance overflowing. I see all the abundance in you. People don't understand why I'm so excited, because the Father gave me transformation, elevation, abundance, and manifestation. See, they don't understand it. I keep posting about it. I keep speaking about it. I keep, you know, every chance I get, I say those words. I tweet about it because transformation, I'm affirming those things in my life. Transformation, elevation, abundance, and manifestation, all of those things, it's just amazing how he can show us how he's trying to bring certain things in our lives, but we have to be ready. We have to be ready to allow him to bring us or uplift us. We have to be ready for that. If we're not ready, you can't. If you're not open to receiving divine revelation from him, if you're not ready for it, guess what? It won't happen. Not at that time. Because he prepares us for everything. You have to know where God is moving. If you don't know when he's moving, then you're out of touch spiritually. And this is where the body of Christ, we all have to get to the place where we go back. I want to use the term, we all need to go back to the old landmark. And so many words. And what I mean, the old landmark is really where people really, truly had a passion for ministry, had a passion, a true passion for, you know, for the well-being of others. The compassion is left in so many ways. So many people are using ministry for self-elevation and forgetting about that the ministry is about healing of the masses and bringing people to deliverance and bringing people to the grace of God, all of those things, those are the things that are important. Those are the things that matter. You know, not self-elevation, so many people getting into ministry because they want to be seen on TV. They want to be on the radio. And don't get me wrong, none of those things, I'm not saying anything is wrong with those things. But I'm saying if you're using those platforms just to self-elevate yourself and nothing, because all of those things, you know, when we're doing the work of the Father, We're going to get, if you understand anything about the scripture and his power, you don't have to, you know, self-elevate yourself. It's going to happen anyway. If you know anything about the life of Christ, he didn't want to be elevated, but because people began to know he was because of the things he was doing, ministering to people, feeding the hungry, all of those things, healing the sick. If you understand the scriptures, if you truly are understanding the revelation, you don't have to, those things should not even be a part of what you're thinking about. Those things should not even be part of your thoughts. If you truly have the compassion and the love in your heart for the ministry that the Father has given you, all these other things will be added unto you. We don't have to walk for anything. We don't have to beg for anything. We don't have to lack anything because he will provide. All of those things, if we seek first the kingdom of God, what does the scripture say? All of these things shall be added unto you. All of these things, whatever it is that you need to survive on this earth, those things are automatically provided. No matter what season or time or whatever you're going through in your life, whatever you don't have today, you will have a bit eventually because we all have challenges that we experience through financially, spiritually, all of those things. But those things happen so that we can increase and become stronger spiritually. You don't think for one moment that God wants his children to lack for anything. If you believe that, then you don't trust the power of God. There have been situations in my own life where, you know, financially I may not have had everything that I need. But again, what I spiritually knew is that whenever those type of situations come, no matter what I'm going through, just thank him. Thank him for the small things. Thank him whatever you deem as small. Because with me, I believe that God does everything grand. I don't care if somebody come and give me $5 and say, go get you a lunch. To me, that's a big thing. You know, I want to share with you, you know, just you know, a few weeks ago, I went to the grocery store and to get some groceries. And, you know, obviously I had money to pay for my own groceries, but there was a lady, a husband and wife team in the store, and they were in two separate lines. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is strange. Why would husband and wife be in two separate lines? They could be together. But, you know, again, but then I dismissed the thought, whatever they're doing, that's their business. But the wife was in front of me, and she was buying so many gift cards. And I'm like, well, she was placing, and she was paying for each gift card. She was placing a note on the gift card, you know. And I'm like, okay, she must have a lot of people that she's going to get some gift cards to. And it was just such a, after she paid for the last gift card, she placed a note on it, and she handed it to me. And it was just such an amazing thing. But, you know, they had filled these gift cards up with money so that people can buy groceries. But they did it in honor of the 26 victims of the shooting that happened, you know, not recently, in the school. And I was just, you know, and it said something about Happy New Year, and this is me paying it for. They, you know, they wanted you to pay it for, but she said so many beautiful things. And I actually shared that on my Facebook fan page. But do you know how phenomenal that moment was? I saw God, the presence of God in it. It wasn't the fact that I could pay for, you know, I had the money to pay for my own groceries, but that was somebody, a stranger, being a blessing to me, you know, to, you know, she said, you remember 26, I saved the note, and I posted it on Facebook because not many people will understand that's the connection of abundance. There's so many things that God uses, the signs and things of that nature to show forth that he's manifesting things in your life. There will be people that I will come in contact, and, you know, I had a dream recently that somebody from another country was giving me something, and this was a dream. So you never know how the Father is going to bless you. You don't know how he's going to do it. But if we learn as people of God how to thank him in the moment of those things and learn how to deal with people accordingly, you know, let the Spirit of God, let your light shine in the midst of darkness. You know, allow yourself to not respond to the way people are rendering things to you. And this is what, you know, that I truly, this is something, that this conversation is something that I'm truly passionate about, because I run into so many people who say that they don't want to really fellowship with people who in the church, or they don't want to be bothered with people in the church because people in the church are so judgmental and self-righteous and all of those things, non-real, they're fake. And they say all of these things because they probably ran into somebody who spiritually, they're just not allowing their light to shine. Spiritually, they're not with the Father. Spiritually, they're not, you know, being a good example. And because I can't speak about them, you know, because I don't know who they are. It could be anybody, but that doesn't mean that they're not children of God. It doesn't mean that they have some spiritual growing to do. And because the people surrounding you, like I said, strangers, should be able to come into your presence and know that you're a child of the Most High. There should be something so different about your just your mere presence. I can't even express that enough. How, and I'm not saying that I'm a perfect person. I'm not saying that I don't have my days when I just don't want to be nice or, you know, things of that nature. But I try on a daily basis to be a role model, to be an example, to live a life according to what the Most High would have me live, and just be an example as best I can and allow the Spirit to live and shine in me. But, you know, being in the flesh world, you have some challenges. But, you know, it's important for us to be able to do this because so many people are hurting and they want to be ministered to they want to hear somebody minister to them because they need, they're looking, they're thirsty, but, you know, there's nobody that can help them with that thirst because they have lost all belief in the system of faith. Because everybody, they lash out on God when they, you know, meet the wrong type of people in the ministry. They want to give up on God, but it's not God giving up on them. You have to see that. You know, that's something that I want to stress again. It's not God giving up on you, because people will be who they are and allow themselves to be used in ways that may not be godly. But you cannot give up on God because he has not given up on you. It's just such a blessing to be able to come and just really speak. I'm so excited about this year. I can't even explain to you the joy that I feel daily of waking up each morning, being able to be thankful and being able to thank him as much as I can for even going through any type of storm. I know that he's yet with me. Even though, I've gone through some health issues, that he has brought me to a place where even those things are transforming me. I can't even, there's this big old cheesy smile on my face. And, you know, I could talk all day long about what he has done for me, what I am thankful for. And, you know, and I want to be very, very open and honest with you that when you're going through, it is a difficult and challenging time in your life. But there are ways, I found ways. I have a new book coming out, Motivation by the Book, and I speak about, you know, how I dealt with fibromyalgia and I dealt with other things in my life and how I found motivation and just the beauty surrounding me with that God has strategically placed around me. Excuse me. You know, I'm getting overly excited right now, but those things that he strategically placed around me, and I found motivation, you know, even if I didn't have a person to physically speak to. And, you know, even praying to God. Sometimes we need to speak to a friend. Sometimes we need to, you know, and I want to tell Christians, stop dismissing the need for human communication. Yes, we know we are supposed to go to God and talk to Jesus all day long, but we are here for one another. We are here to serve other. Sometimes we are here to, you know, you may be here, you know, specifically assigned to help this person. Just like I shared the story of the lady that didn't like me. That person, she was, you know, it was specifically assigned for me to minister to that lady. It had to come in such a way where she just did not like me. But at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, that whole situation changed for the good. It's that she needed ministry. And had I, you know, like I said, had I responded to it differently, it could have changed the whole entire outlook of that situation. It made her, in the end, think about how she treats people. And that she came to that, came to that conclusion herself by the way I treated her. I didn't treat her with kindness and love, even though at moments I did not feel like wanting to do that because I feel like I was under such a personal attack from this lady and it was unwarranted. But, you know, the Father allowed me to see something bigger behind what was going on. This wasn't about me. This was all about her. It wasn't about me. That's one of the things that we have to learn, that this life is not about us. Our ministries are not about us. Our ministry is just what it is, ministering to other people. And if you don't got that formula down, that comes straight from the throne. If you don't have that formula down, then you're not in ministry. A lot of people, you know, again, that self-elevation, we have to get away from that. You know, if the Most High wants to raise us up, guess what? He's going to raise us up. He will make every gift and talent that he gives to you, he will make room for you. I'm looking forward to an opportunity that I have in this September in Arizona. I'm just waiting for them to say there's a Christian conference going on, a wellness conference, and they want people to speak spiritually about wellness and all of those things, but on a spiritual basis. And you have to go through some criteria and everything. I will be upset if I don't make the cut this time. That just means that they have what they need. But I'm still waiting because I'm excited about that. I'm excited about, because I feel that if anything that is meant for you, it will happen. I am a believer that if the Father means for you to be placed somewhere or he positions you to be somewhere, you're going to get there no matter what. No matter what. I've never been to Arizona, but I am also excited to be able to share, you know, my life. I'm still a plus-size woman, but I'm still gradually shedding the pounds. And I know it doesn't, you know, go away overnight. These are something people won't understand. They'll look at you and say, you know, she's doing nothing. But they don't know your story. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know what you're doing privately on your own. I don't make no announcements about, oh, I'm doing this. I lost 1 pound this week, 3 pounds. I don't make no announcements like that. I'm living in the moment because I know what the Father is doing in my own life. And, you know, people will see the results later. I don't have to say a word. That's the thing is that it's just so many opportunities that are opening up, and that I am letting the Father know that I'm ready and available for all opportunities. But, you know, you definitely have to know and discern everything and know that everything is, whether it's from the Father or not. Some things are not. You can't just always jump on things because an opportunity comes. That don't mean that you're supposed to jump on that opportunity. Sometimes you can say thank you very much, but, you know, I think that, you know, if anything is meant to be, it will happen. If it's not meant to be, then I must move on to and be obedient to what he's telling me to do. And, you know, that's why I try to tell a lot of people, even if I give a person an opportunity, I don't get upset if they don't take the opportunity, because that lets me know. In fact, it makes me excited that a person actually consulted with the Father and whatever his instruction was, you know, they are obedient. And I can only be excited about a person being obedient to being led of the Spirit and actually allowing themselves to get divine instruction. So many people react on things that are not of him. You know, you may be putting yourself in a dangerous situation. You know, people come, you know, with so many faces, and you never know who people are, where they, you know, so you don't respond just because an opportunity comes. You allow yourself to spiritually be led on what to do and what not to do. And, you know, you don't have to rewrite. And if anybody is trying to force your hand at something, you might as well take 2 steps back and look and take a closer look and just, you know, examine that thing very carefully. Because, like I said, the, you know, anything that's meant to be, it does, nothing happens by chance. And anything that's meant to be, it will come together divinely. Divinely. You know, people, you know, sometimes you will get people who, you know, get upset because you don't respond to what they're doing or what they're asking you, but you can't, you know, that's them. That means that they have to spiritually grow in that point of their life, because you should never be angry about someone saying that they have to do something different. Never be angry about that, because it could be working out for you, for the good for the both of you. You know, it could be something that's not going to work. It just, you know, just accept the situation for what it is. Move on and allow the Father just continue to use you where you are in your life. Again, I am so, so excited about just loving the Father, loving the place spiritually where I'm in. I've just been truly transforming and just really, you know, constantly being in a, you know, allowing myself to be in a place where I'm listening and I'm hearing. And I'm moving. Sometimes I come to the radio show and I have a totally different topic to talk about. But there are situations where, I will just, feel my spirit say, no, don't talk about that. This is what I want to talk about. Just like tonight, I wanted to talk about something totally different. And I don't like to always tell people what I'm going to talk about because, that revelation could be for, not for them. It could be for someone else. And that revelation could be meant not to, it could be meant to just hold it for a moment and speak on something else. Because, we can speak out of turn. When God is telling us something, we can speak out of turn. I've learned that myself. Every time when God was telling me something, I get so excited I want to tell somebody about it. But revelation, you have to understand spiritually how to move and not to react and respond in a certain way because, spiritual things are not always meant to be. When God gives you things, it's always not being meant to be shared with certain people who may not understand spiritually because they may not be there spiritually to be able to receive what God has given to you. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but, it's a lot of times. It's just like, feeding a baby. You can't feed an infant, table food. You can't feed him some pork chops and candy yams and grains and cornbread. An infant child needs milk. That's the only thing that child can take care, can be fed off of. If you feed him anything else, he could die. Or, something could, happen terribly wrong, go terribly wrong. That's the same premise with, being spiritually fed. Sometimes people can't understand, you may explain to somebody that the Spirit of God came and just, shook you and touched you, spiritually in your home. And people looking for spirits and all kinds of demons to come through, and they're thinking that that's the Spirit of God when, that's something totally different. So if a person don't spiritually understand what you mean that, when God touches your spirit, because there's a calm and there's a warmth and you feel the love and compassion when you're spiritually visited by the Father. And a lot of people don't understand it. A lot of people don't understand the spirit world. They don't understand it. So you can't speak with them about it. And that's what I mean about not being able to share everything else, share all the revelations, God gives you. And sometimes a revelation that he gives you, he may only mean for your ears to hear it. And at that point, and if it's meant to be shared beyond that, your ears, then, he will give you. We have to learn how to be led of the Spirit. And that's kind of where I am in my life spiritually. I talk to so many people. I talk to so many people in ministry. And sometimes people look at other people and just assume that they are in the same place and that they're so above you and that you can only learn or be taught of them. And they don't know where you are spiritually. They pass judgment upon you, not knowing who you are, what your service is, what your relationship is with the Father. And, they feel like, I'm going to teach her something because what she's learning to talk about ain't right or it may not be all together and all of that. You can never, ever fellowship with people who go in of, making assumptions about someone else's spiritual life. You don't know spiritually where people are. You don't know how, how they have, what their relationship is with the Father. So, as people of God, that's something we definitely have to get away from. There's no big people and little people in the Most High. Of course, there are people that are more spiritually mature than others. But again, at the end of the day, we all still have to continue to learn. We will never be able, we will never stop learning spiritually because, it will be no point in living. If we feel that we have arrived and we know it all and there's nothing more left to do, we always will be in a moment of transforming and elevating to different levels in Him. As long as we're here, because our ministries go a different direction, and He will give us divine instruction and take us to places that we need to spiritually help other people grow. By all means, but we should definitely make sure that we allow that to occur in our lives. Because a lot of times, You know, like I said, people year after year, month after month, week after week, all of that time, and no spiritual growth is going on. That should tell you something. That should, you know, awaken you, and you know, and let you know that you are spiritually dead, and you need to get into a place or go, you know, find. I want to say, you know, go where you could be taught, learn in ministry, but also search the scriptures on your own. Get some instruction, because a lot of times, if people have allowed themselves to get into a place where they have become so complacent that they don't know that they're spiritually dead, they definitely need somebody to help guide them in, you know, in a direction where they are learning to search the scriptures for themselves. They're learning to, you know, be fed off of the word when they're in the privacy of their own home. You know, we have to be, I really don't, for lack of a better word, we have to be self-sufficient in the word as far as, you know, learning of the word when it comes to, you know, really wanting to have a closer relationship with him, because we can't hear it all from the pastor. The pastor can only do so much in so little time with as many people as he has in the ministry. It's an unrealistic thing. A couple of times I've told people about the mega churches. I don't have anything against mega churches. It's, you know, all good for the glitz and the glam, but at the end of the day, the needs are not being met. People are not being healed. People are not being delivered. It's all for the show and the party. And, you know, the ministry is not effective at all, because people are going in as murderers and killers and rapists and all kinds of things, going in the church, you know, enjoying in the fellowship, and they're going out the same way, unchanged, unmoved. You know, so, you know, people going in, liars, backbiters, cheaters, you know, all of those things. And, you know, well, just be a spiritually dead, even if you don't have, like, a specific thing that you're doing. Those things that trouble us in our lives, we can't, you know, there's no change there. Because we've been entertained in church, but not changed in church. But, you know, this has been, you know, a great, great evening. I'm so excited about, the, you know, just the different things that are occurring in my life right now. I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, if you're a person in ministry, allow yourself to be you truthfully. And don't worry about being elevated, because it's not about being elevated. But you remember, if you truly are a child of the Most High, remember what he said, that his gift will make room for you. So it's inevitable that, you know, whoever you desire to be, you know, in your ministry, whatever you desire to do in your ministry, it will come to pass. You can't help but go up higher. You can't help but elevate. You can't help but manifest certain things in your life. You can't help but abundantly be blessed spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, all of this financially, you can't help but be those things, have that, you know, manifest those things in your life when you truthfully being a servant in your ministry to others. That, you know, it's just something you have to really know, that you know that you know that that he is all powerful, and that he, you know, what he is doing in your life, it just coming to pass. I don't care what, and trust me, I don't make light of what circumstances that people deal with. I've dealt with some circumstances in my life too. You know, and I definitely can, you know, I have testimony after testimony. And I know those things, you know, when things occur in our life, it is for us to have a testimony, to share with someone else that how powerful the Most High is, and how he can bring us out of situations that, you know, looking on that from the outside in, you think, you know, you never should have gotten out of that. But he is so powerful that he will bring you out of any situation that most would see and look upon it and say, there is no way possible out of that. But he tells us, he shows us every day how powerful he is, and that no matter what situation that we're in, he can bring us out of it. I'm just so truly excited about Living Life Well with Michelle. This is the reloaded version. I have a show that I do in Detroit Also on WDRJ 1440 AM every morning at 10:30 AM. I'm so excited about having both these platforms to be able to speak to the masses. I like to speak about life. I don't like to speak about religion, but I do speak about spirituality. I speak wherever he leads me to go. You know, tomorrow I may talk about love. The next day I may talk about relationships. The next day I may talk about business and finances. The next day I may talk about relationships, you know, romantic relationships with, you know, how to, you know, fellowship with your mate prior to getting married. You know, whatever he leads me to talk about, I am open and available and willing to talk about those things. I'm into talking about health and wellness. And, you know, and it doesn't bother me that if people look upon me and say, well, hey, you still plus size yourself, how can you talk about health and wellness? I can give you my testimony of how I even got on the journey of being delivered from fibromyalgia. You know, people, the doctors say there's no cure for that, and there's nothing that can be done to minimize that, but I have a testimony out of this world. I can't even explain, you know, just a few short years ago, I was unable to move, unable to do anything, so I lost the motivation to even want to move, exercise, or do anything like that, because I felt like I just lost the functionability of my body and my limbs because I was in so much dire pain, didn't know exactly what I was going through, what was going on in my body. I didn't understand the war that was going on in me, but I feel that the Most High allowed that to happen just so that I could talk to someone else about it and help them understand that it doesn't matter what the doctors say, it doesn't matter what people say, it don't matter what science or research say, that I am a living witness that you can live, because the scripture says that in him we live and in him we move and in him we have our being. So I am a living witness that the things that I went through physically, and now I'm able to walk, now I'm able to move without, you know, feeling like, you know, being in so much excruciating pain. Yes, I'm going to talk about it. I don't care who looks at me, because you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know how me being on that path, being in that particular situation, I just got to a point where I just did not want to take the medication that the doctors gave me. I woke up one day, threw it all out, and said, look, I am taking control of my life and my situation here and now. I started looking at videos on YouTube on eating different types of food, and if something maybe still didn't feel right in my body, you'd be surprised at how things, you can eat something and it feels good in your body. So you know if it feels, your body knows if what you're eating makes you feel good. And so I started eating when it felt like I was healthy. I said, well, this is something I need to, but if it gave me pain or it made me feel wrong, I didn't eat it. I eliminated it from my day, and I'm still going through that transformation. See, I'm still in this period of transformation, but I am not going to let anybody encourage me and look upon me and pass judgment on not knowing what my story is, not knowing what I'm going through, not knowing that I'm, you know, working toward being transformed, you know, physically and health, you know, just doing all the things that I know how to do and what he's shown me how to do thus far. Because when you put weight on, it takes time. And I try to encourage a lot of people to you know, don't let another person make you feel bad about where you are in your life. They don't know your story. A lot of people can pass judgment if they do not know your story or understand what you're going through. And I try to encourage a plus-size woman, you know, wear your confidence as your daily garment. Because, again, nobody knows your story. You know, all it is, you know, to be healthy. That's what it's important, is to be healthy and strong. And, again, that's another situation where we as people are the Most High. So many of us call ourselves Christians, but we place hurt on other people that may be different than we are. And, again, you don't know their story, so why judge them or ridicule them for where they are in their life? You don't know exactly what they're going through. Even if I have, you know, I sometimes have people, a lot of times when people see that you're overweight, they automatically assume that you're going to sit there at a buffet and they're gouging out and not knowing that you're eating properly, and then you're in that period of transformation. You'll have people coming in and offering you pizza and steak and, you know, but And then I never tell people, I'm not eating that anymore, unless, you know, we go into a deeper conversation. But, again, people begin to place blame, you know, judgment on you when they don't know exactly what you're doing to change your lifestyle, your health, you know, health-wise. And they'll offer you, you know, chicken and pizza and all those things that you've been, you know, getting away from. But it's not them. It's not them. You can't, you know, because they don't know, you know, so you can't get upset about that. You just say polite and say, no, thank you. You know, just never know next time. And then it's not things that, like, you know, even pizza. Pizza is okay. It's certain types of pizza that you can eat. I like Mediterranean pizza where they have all the vegetables on it. But, again, you have to pick and choose what you eat and what you don't eat. You got to pick and choose what you're involved in and not involved in. You got to pick and choose what, you know, because he would, you know, direct you and divinely instruct you on what you need to do in your life. I am so excited again to be able to have this opportunity to speak with you tonight. I am definitely going to enjoy just speaking to you weekly. I'm glad that we had an opportunity to come on air today. I'll be on air tomorrow again. But again, I use both of these platforms because I really truly wanted to effectively be a blessing to others, be able to encourage people through I call it my ministry, but it's also my business, you know, of life coaching. I'm a life coach. I'm a certified life coach. And, you know, it's a part of my ministry. I've always been a people person. I've always been compassionate about people and loving people. I have a heart for the youth and the elderly, and that's part of my nature. It's not something that just started yesterday because I want to, you know, impress someone. But I've been this way ever since I was a little girl. You know, I have a heart for people. And even in situations where, you know, I haven't had, you know, the best experience with certain people, spiritually, the Father showed me how to even be strong in those situations. But, you know, it never means that the challenge doesn't come back up. But even in those situations, he has taught me how to learn how to see the need pass, everything that's going on. A person can come up to you and just hate you. But, you know, I've experienced that, so I know exactly. You know, spiritually, I look into, so I try to look into the soul of a person and just see past all the what they're rendering to me in the form of hate or dislike or whatever, and try to see the need in them. Because usually when a person likes you for no reason at all or has something against you for no reason at all, it's typically something that they're dealing with that's deeper, a deeper problem, a deeper issue. And 99.9% of the time, it has nothing truly to deal with you. But this has been a great evening, great conversation. I love talking, you know, to people and just being helping people to just grow spiritually, helping people to, you know, look at life in a different way. You know, and I don't try to place my philosophies on others, but I encourage you to, you know, look for yourself and engage for yourself, because you should never totally just completely just listen just to someone else and never, you know, seek out answers for yourself. I mean, something totally something that you should do for yourself as well. Learn the scripture. Have fellowship with the Most High. If you just take 30 minutes out of the day, 5 minutes out of the day, that's effort. That's great effort to be before Him and trust Him to be the God that He said He can be to you. And, you know, you never know exactly, again, living the life that you're supposed to live, how it's going to be a blessing to someone else. And encourage the next person who is truly looking for change in their own life, elevation in their own life, to have the Most High be the head of their lives. Our ministry is very important. The way we live is very important. The way we speak is very important. The way we treat others is very important to our ministry. All right, it's sounds like I'm losing my voice, but I just want to say to you, just have a blessed week. You know, this is the ending of the weekend, and tomorrow is a brand new day. And just, you know, allow yourself to be open to receive divine instruction from Him. Take a close look at the ministry that you have in your life. And I'm not talking about a preacher in a pulpit. I'm talking about what your divine purpose is. To look at what your ministry is and find yourself making sure that you're divinely walking in that ministry and you're serving in that ministry just the way the Father would have you to do. And allow yourself to be truly used. Don't seek self-elevation, because that's nothing that's of the Father. Allow yourself to just be truly used and bless other people in your ministry. It's all about, you know, fulfilling the purpose, our purpose, and living life well while we're here on this earth, because we know we're going to live a divine life in the afterlife. When we really, truly reigning with the Father in heavenly places. So just be encouraged, and I'm encouraging you to just stay before Him, live life well, and be well this year. 2013, this is just the 20th day into the new year, and we have many more days to come. So make every day count for something. Make every day count for something effective and positive. Make every day count for something good and wonderful. Make every day count. Impart into somebody's life. You know, be a blessing to somebody's life. Pour into somebody else's life. Whatever. Be a blessing to someone else's ministry. And give. You know, I had a show on giving, a couple of shows actually on giving, and understanding what giving, the power of the high giving, and what that brings, how that manifests things in your life too, by being able to give to others, not expecting anything in return, you know, physically or financially or anything like that. Just really giving with a liberal heart and knowing that that's what you were instructed to do, to give from your heart and not expecting anything in return. But I'm going to have some more discussions on giving, because I want people to understand how you're spiritually blessed when you're able to give effectively and not feel pressured into giving and things of that nature. You know, I have so many great discussions that I will be talking about over the year. Again, I'm all about helping people to elevate and to grow spiritually as well as physically, financially, and all of those things, because I'm putting it all under one umbrella. My ministry is my business, and my business is my ministry. So, and I feel like, you know, we have made and many of you made my website, used to be www.officialmichellealpert.com, but it's now been changed to www.livingwellwithmichelle.com, as well as my publishing house. My publishing house was Michael Michelle Publishing. And, you know, the Father has led me to rename that Living Life Well Publishing, and specifically because we want to produce, and this was, if anybody knows Louise Hay, this was also inspired by the type of person that she is and how, you know, she has helped author so many self-help people and motivational people and things of that nature that speak a lot of different things. So I'm sort of, you know, somewhat going in that same direction. And we want to produce as many spiritual books as well as, you know, some entertaining, but with a with some spiritual elements. So self-help, still some poetry, but selectively poetry, you know, health books, real estate books, you know, business books, things of that nature. It's all about living a well life and, and finding yourself being, living in the moment and living the life that God so desired for you. And this is where I'm going with the publishing company. So everything is just going in one direction, and I see the elevation and the manifestation and the abundance that's going to come with being, allowing myself to be led truly by Him. I'm not, if the Father tells someone to say something to me, I'm very open, very down to earth, And I know when God is speaking to another person. So I'm prepared to, you know, when God say move, I want to move. And this is where I am spiritually right now. So all the changes, your people may not understand them, you know, but enough of them to understand because I'm getting the instructions. So, but I want you guys also to make sure you check out my Facebook fan page, which is my personal fan page is Official Michelle E. Alford, and that's my Facebook fan page. And then we have one for the Publish King. I just changed it. If you have under a certain number, you can change the name of it. So it's been changed to Living Life Well Publishing on Facebook. And also the radio station, we can't change it because we have too many followers. But I will be changing the cover page to reflect that. It used to be the Poetic Energy Network station, but it is now named 109.9 Penn Station. And we divinely did that because we have advertisers that will periodically be, blessing us and is, using sponsoring airing spots. Because we have quite a few in the past that advertised with us, which was such a blessing. And, I'm so thankful for that. And we have more shows coming on the network pretty soon. And we want to be able to have people be blessed. And, the host that on the show, we want to be a blessing to them. So hosting the show on the network, because it takes a collective team to be able to grow a network. And we have some wonderful, wonderful host, we have Miss Tay Queen. I'm so impressed with her. She is really, making me smile just because she brings on some wonderful shows, very informative, very healing. It has spirituality, healing, fitness, all of those things. And I've been paying very closely attention. I'm so proud of her. And she's been on the network, I think, for over a year now. But she's doing great things. I see nothing but greatness for her. I have Dr. Dave Moton Fool doing the health segment, Here's to Your Health. Phenomenal woman of the Most High. She's an evangelist also. And she her business and practice is growing. And, for her doing the shows, and we have a poetry show with being a blessing, and and that's associated with my world program that I have for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. We're going to be making sure that we, change everything and eventually put up everything so that we can show you what we've been watching and paying attention to, the website, and, we still have to get that back up and developed and everything. But we're definitely going to have a brand new. We had our first Spoken Word Billboard Awards show. We had some challenges, but this year is going to be phenomenal. It's just going to be truly a blessing. And we will talk later on about that on in the year. But we got some amazing things, and we're expecting some greater things to happen and occur this year. We have Mr. Stevie G. He was my co-host on the Thursday Night Open Mic, but he's doing a open mic on Thursdays now here on the network, and it's going to be Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G, and he's going to, fire that up. That show starting next week on Thursday, starting at 9 o'clock, and that's going to be truly, truly a tremendous blessing. And then we have still some repeating shows from the psychotherapist, Lori Colburn. She dealt with the twin flame and soulmate phenomenon. And so we're going to have other people coming on to be a host to kind of keep that show alive. She has a lot of things that she's doing, but we are so appreciative of her for bringing that platform and to the Poetic Energy Network station, which is now the 109.9 Penn Station. And we have some, and Brother Yeshua, he did the Hebrew teachings. So we have so many other people that are coming to the network, and we're just really thankful for that. So, again, I want all of you that are on the sound of my voice, make sure you check me out on my Facebook fan page at Official Michelle E. Alford, and like me on my page, and then I'll be able to reach out and talk to you. And very shortly, you'll be able to get my e-book and my CD, flip the script on your finances. I just give some helpful tips on how you can, you know, change the situation of your finances. And it takes some time, but I give you some very good information. It'll be on my website very soon for downloading, or you can download the ebook or the MP3 file of the CD, or you can get a physical CD and audio CD, and it will be available very, very soon. We'll keep you updated on my Facebook page. I'm over the limit of my friends for my first page and my second page. I think it's Author Michelle Alpha page 2, and then I also have a fan page. So you can either try to reach out to me on either one of those, and I'll be happy to connect with you. I'm going to call in tonight and just really, truly thank all of you for tuning in this evening and just being such a gracious audience. I know, you know, many of you are tuning in from across the globe, and it's just such a tremendous honor and blessing to be here with you. It's just a blessing to be able to be a student of the Word as well as a teacher of the Word. And I would never get to a point where I cannot learn something more, something new. I trust to be, remain humble in who I am as a person, as an individual. And, I seek only to be a blessing to others and to share the capacity of love that God so shares with me daily with other people. All right, I'm going to call it a night, and I thank you again for tuning in. I just want to say good night and live life well and live well and be well. And if you get an opportunity to tune in to the Detroit station, WDRJ 1440 AM, at 10:30 tomorrow morning, I'll be on air and talking about something else for a half hour. So, again, be blessed and good night, all. Enjoy the rest of your time in this evening, and start your day off being motivated. Good night.